All right. Well, as they come forward, thank you, ladies, first of all, for that sweet reminder of our home, where we'll spend eternity together with the Lord as believers. This is our crew mission team. Well, first of all, if you do not know who I am, my name is Jason Bowden. I have the privilege of being the pastor of children's ministries here at Johnston Chapel. And in this group behind me is our kids club crew. If you notice, when we leave out on Sunday mornings, heading down to kids club, these are the kids that help us lead that service. So they are doing the announcements, taking up the offering, running the projection and sound and leading games and all those things. So they serve on a weekly basis in that way. And then when they're involved in that, that gives them the opportunity to participate in our annual mission trip. And that's what we're here to talk about this morning, how the Lord led us in that. So great privilege to serve with these guys as always. And a great morning to share together too. Just I was thinking of Acts chapter 1 as I was thinking about our mission trips. Remember, as our Lord shared right before He ascended, He said, "I'm sending you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth." Our trip focused in this area, in the Princeton area, serving here in our Jerusalem, right here at home. Of course, we all serve on a daily basis here in this area, but this morning we'll focus on the 3.5 days that we, 4 days that we had to serve together here as a mission team. But then we had the middle schoolers who went to North Carolina, Judea area, just a little bit away from home. And then you'll get to hear from the trip in Bolivia, where they went to the uttermost parts of the earth, as well as we had Ariel and Allie and Josiah as well going far off to proclaim the gospel. So just to privilege of celebrating that this morning, just our small church family and the privilege the Lord has given us to serve Him in that way, follow His command. Just a privilege. Amen? It is. It really is. Well, in missions, because of all that and because our church is so focused on missions, that's why we start with a young group. And of course, everything is foundational with these group. Many of these kids, this was their very first mission experience. Some of them experienced it last year. For about half of them, this was their very first mission experience. So everything is foundational. And try to spend, I think it's important to spend as much time as I can discipling and helping them. So spending time letting them know what the outreach is going to be. And then at the end of the day, debriefing that so hopefully they can understand why we're doing what we're doing. It reminds me of the scripture in Romans 1 where Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile." I think understanding the why, because it's the relationship with the Lord, spurs us on to not be ashamed of the gospel and to be excited to share His good news, those that are with us. So, my goal this morning, at least for my time standing in front of the microphone here, would be to just give you an overview of our trip, a number of different outreaches that we participated in. The reason for that is lots of different spiritual gifts represented amongst these kids. And some of them don't even know what they are yet. But given different types of ministry, my prayer is that it touched at least one of their spiritual gifts, and they were able to see how that can be used in serving the Lord. I'm going to go through that variety of ministry that we went through, and then I've got a few of the kids that would like to share with you in more detail from their hearts about how the Lord worked in their lives and moved in their hearts. So I've got a lot of pictures to share with you, so I'm going to go through this quickly. So buckle up. Here we go. We stayed at Heaven Sent Ministries. That's what this photo is, right in front of their facility. They were generous to allow us to stay in their dorm rooms and use their facility to house our team. This was back in June 11 through 14. It started on a Sunday afternoon, and then we ended up Wednesday evening just before church services on June the 14th. We started off that Sunday afternoon, after we ate, of course, you must eat. This is service, but not fasting. There's lots of eating, snacking that goes on with fourth and fifth graders as well, amongst a lot of fun. But we started with some team building in the form of games and activities, as well as some teaching. They're attempting to build a large tower with many random items here in these photos. Our study and devotions throughout the week was focused on service, and from James chapter 1, where James says, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, that word bondservant is written in Greek on the back of our t-shirts. That was the main focus of our teachings throughout the week. Of course, we did explanations and training before each outreach as we went through the days of service. And then we debriefed the days each evening. And in the mornings, the kids had individual Bible studies. I have a devotion book that each devotion was written by one of the other pastors that the kids went through on their own each morning. So that was Sunday evening. Monday morning, we had to do some celebration because Monday, that day, was Aubrey Snapp's birthday. So we had to celebrate that before we did anything else. Aubrey is going to be sharing a little bit more detail about that and what happened. And also, I think it's worth mentioning, Isaac Bowden, my son's birthday is today. So happy birthday to Isaac, wherever he went. Yep. Katie, that one's for you. We all celebrated together. After our celebration, Mr. Lyle Mullins, who's the president and founder of Heaven Sent Ministries, took some time to share with our team and challenge us from Matthew 28, the Great Commission, and also likened it to the life of Abram and his command and his words to him to go to the place that I will send you. His challenge to follow the Lord wherever he may lead, even though he may not tell us exactly where we're going, to follow him no matter what, even to the point of changing his name and using him for many, many things for his honor and glory. We then headed south to Bland Ministry Center, where we had the opportunity to serve together in a variety of different ways. We broke down food pallets that were delivered and stocked to their freezers. We spent some time taking food from pallets as well and organizing them into boxes that would be distributed to families the following day. The kids put together right at 100 of those food boxes. They have a clothing closet, so some of our group spent some time sorting clothes and organizing those by size and color and such. Some of the kids also spent some time putting together hygiene kits. They have a dental clinic there. Those hygiene kits consisted of just a small bag with a toothbrush, toothpaste, and flossers in those. The kids were very diligent in putting those together. They assembled 2,300 of those hygiene kits while we were there. And then you can't go off with fourth and fifth graders without having a little fun, intermixed with the ministry. So lots of fun was had that day while we were at Bland Ministry Center. That evening, we had the privilege of having Ray and Courtney Graykin come and join us at Heaven Sent Ministries. They shared their testimony of when their daughter Aria was born, when she was born prematurely. And some of you may remember that. If you've not heard that testimony, pull them aside and ask them a little about it. Very powerful, the way the Lord worked in her life. And Aria is just a little miracle. But one of the ways that they were very blessed was by the Ronald McDonald House in Charleston, where they stayed. So they shared with us about that and about what the Ronald McDonald House does and how it's such a blessing to families that are struggling with sickness with children So after their testimonies, we sat down and decorated bags, gift bags, and packed those with just breakfast items and things that would be a blessing, some scriptures and notes. And then on Wednesday, before we went to do our fun activities, we went and visited the Ronald McDonald House and delivered those and allowed the kids to see what they do and see that facility. So that was Monday. Tuesday morning, we got up, and then we had to split into two different size groups. One group went to Ridgecare, just down the street here, and then another group went to Princeton Healthcare. Don't have any photos of the ministry there for privacy of the residents there. But we spent some time singing some songs with the residents, just visiting with them and encouraging them. We did a simple butterfly craft, and we played some Uno. Just had a good time spending time with those residents there in that time of encouragement. After lunch, we headed back to Heaven Sent Ministries, where Mr. Nick shared with the kids about the food that Heaven Sent Ministries package and send overseas. The kids package 16 buckets of food, which is 2,880 meals. So awesome opportunity to serve there, not just in our area, but around the world. That evening, found us at O'Reilly Auto Parts in Princeton. If you recall, we shared a little bit about that we would be doing a car wash fundraiser to benefit the Able Center. By the way, the day before, lots of details, the day before, on our way back from Bland Ministry Center, we stopped at the Able Center so the kids could see that facility and hear a little bit about that ministry. So the following day, the families of all the kids met us there at O'Reilly's, and we spent some time serving together, having fun together, washing cars. All in all, we were able to raise $670 to benefit the Able Center from that time, and had some fun doing it too, of course. We had some downtime, as mentioned earlier, on Wednesday, where we jumped in the pool and cooled off a little and had some good food to eat before we headed back to the church that evening. So just thank you, church, for your prayers and support of these guys. And it's, again, opportunity to show them what serving the Lord is like, beginning at a young age. Big thank you to the leaders that are standing up here and all their hard work. Miss April, of course, for feeding us, being sure that we had everything we needed to eat. Mr. Nick Cunningham, Kristen Bowden, Hannah Fulmer, Katie Jennings, and my two daughters jumped in as leaders this time. They were a huge, huge help. So really appreciate them very much and their love for these kids and working and discipling with them. Thank you, families, for the privilege it is to serve with you in discipling your children. It is truly a privilege. So I'm going to be quiet now and let you hear from some of the kids and the ways that the Holy Spirit worked in their heart and life. So I'm going to ask Parker if you'll come forward and let you begin sharing what the Lord's put on your heart.
Hello, my name is Parker Jones. Today I'll be telling you about our team building and serving at Bland Ministry Center. We did team building games here in our church gym in the evenings. One of my favorite games was the Build It Challenge. We used various objects such as marshmallows, sticks, straws to see who could build the biggest tower. We also played another game called Minefield. In this game, we had to group up one of the friends had to close their eyes, and that person had to trust their friend to help them through the path without stepping on the objects on the ground. One of the serving projects we did was at Bland Ministry Center. We arrived in the morning, and the people were very nice. We packaged 100 boxes of food, and that will be given out to families who are having a hard time. It was a very big place. We also packaged hygiene kits and sorted clothes. it was nice to be able to do something that we know was helping other people. The crew trip was a great experience, and I am thankful I got to go. My favorite part was me and Elijah knowing Pastor James when we stayed with us one night.
Elijah.
Hello, my name is Elijah Thing, and I am 11 years old. I will be telling you about us going to the nursing home and the park. Before we went to the nursing home, we split into two vans. One van went to one nursing home, and the other one went to the other. When we got to the nursing home, we sang them some songs. Then we got a craft out. It was this butterfly craft, and I did it with a woman. I asked her what her favorite color was, and she said she didn't know what that was. Then I asked her what she liked to do when she was younger, and she said she didn't know. It was really sad. Then after that, we got out Uno. I played with a different woman. She said she didn't want to play, but she'll watch us play. I had a nice conversation with her, and after, I said maybe I could see her at Christmas when we go caroling, and she said okay. When I was there, it was really sad. They couldn't hear what you were saying because they had bad hearing, and some of them were just asleep the whole time. Now I'm going to talk about the park. At the park, there was this really young boy named Joseph. All of us played with him. I played, like, catch with him. It was really fun. It wasn't our plan for the mission trip, but it was God's. When we got there, we did an obstacle course and played freeze tag and went on the tire swing. It was really fun. It wasn't hard to talk to Joseph because he was a little kid, but when a lot of us talked to him, it made me feel good. My favorite part of the trip is eating at Wendy's and swimming.
Hi, my name is Aubrey Stamp, and I'm here to tell you about the Ronald McDonald House. We filled stamp bags for the Ronald McDonald House. It was a good feeling being able to help those in need. We also heard the Graykin story about how they stayed at the Ronald McDonald House when their daughter Aria was born. She weighed 8 ounces. They were truly blessed by God being able to stay at the Ronald McDonald House while Aria was in the hospital. I'm very grateful I got to be a part of visiting and touring the Ronald McDonald House. That place is such a blessing to families when their children are sick in the hospital. My birthday was during our trip. I told my friends that I was excited to be helping others on my special day. Although it was a day of serving, my church friends and family were able to give me birthday surprises all throughout the day. This included waking up to balloons, a special breakfast celebration, followed by ice cream and cookie cake at Dairy Queen that evening. God really blessed us during our mission trip. We were able to make a difference, and we also had a ton of fun doing so.
Hello, my name is Jack Turner, and I'll be talking about the Staying in Heaven Ministries and the fun things we did. First of all, I liked being with my friends, and that was probably the best part of the trip, just being there and doing stuff to help God or be with my friends. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to Miss April for cooking the food. It was all really good. So, I also would like to talk about the devotions. They were really fun, and I really enjoyed doing them. Also, one of the cool things about the devotion books that we got, the pastors, they did it just for us, and they took time out of their day to write stuff just for us so we could learn more about God overall. And then to the fun things we did. One of the fun things was us going around fast round on the merry-go-round, just over and over and over. So that was pretty fun. And then we played card games during the evening. That was pretty fun. I think we had a good time at the aquatic center and the day at Wendy's. So it was pretty. The food was good. I had a really good time with my friends, just overall. And then here comes stuff about people that All right. So one day we were just in our bedroom, and Parker and Elijah were in, where they were bottom and top bunk, and they were, you know, doing stuff. And then Elijah started to dangle Parker off the side of the bed, and then later on dropped him, and he hurt his side. So, and then I got to know, never put Elijah and Parker top and bottom bunk, because during the night they will just come up and fight each other. And Elijah likes to do workouts during the time to go to bed. So, yeah, it's all fun. So.
Hello, I'm Rex Tabor, and I'm here to tell you about my time on the 2023 crew mission trip. My favorite things on the trip were packing food and hearing the different preachers speak and the devotion booklets. We packed food at two different locations, and Blaine Ministry Center and Heaven Sent Ministries. While at Blaine Ministries, we needed to pay attention so we didn't crash into each other with our buggies. While at Heaven Sent Ministries, we also need to communicate so we didn't spill the food. Every day, a new pastor would come to talk to us, and it brought me closer to God every day. Another thing that helped me come closer to God is our devotion books. I liked how every day we got to read and answer questions from a different pastor. Overall, I had a great time on my mission trip, and I love serving others.
I'm right in the middle. Hard to choose. My name is Hannah Fulmer, and I had the privilege of going as a sponsor on the trip. I took Boaz with me, who's not up here, but we actually didn't get the joy of all the nighttime excitement because we slept at home and then came during the daytime, so we were a little more rested than everybody else, but that was still nice. So why take fourth and fifth graders on a mission trip? Doesn't that seem like they're a little bit young? And those are even some questions that I have. You know, we want to send them to camp, we get them involved in sports, but this was such a great opportunity for them to just open their eyes to some things outside of their usual zone that they live in. It gave them the opportunity to go serve without mom and dad saying, come on, we're going to go do this. But also they got to do it with their friends. Hebrews 3:13 says, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. This trip was just a wonderful time for them to encourage one another. When we were at the Bland Ministry Center, there was a lot of food to pack. There were a lot of clothes to sort. There was more to do there than could possibly be done. And it really opened their eyes to the opportunities to serve, but they had so much fun doing it together. And it was really neat to see not just their serving, but the fact that they could really enjoy each other and enjoy working together while they were packing the food boxes and while they were sorting through mountains and mountains of clothes at their clothing facility. And so they had a lot of fun, but I know they also learned a lot from their devotion time, but also from their short talks each day from different pastors and different ministry leaders. And so it was a real encouragement to see their eyes being opened to ministry opportunities, even here locally. And there are so many opportunities, not just globally. We hear about global missions, and we have missionaries come from all over the world. But to start to open our eyes to see, what can I do right here in Princeton or Bluefield or Bland? And there are tons and tons of opportunities. There are so many people that need us to give our time and give our energy and to really share the gospel of Christ with them. And so I'm thankful that I was able to go as a sponsor, and we had a ton of fun, but it was also encouraging to me to just see those seeds being planted at the ages of 10 and 11 years old for missions, whether it's local or global, because as believers, everything we do should be in the name of Jesus, whether it's our vocation to be a missionary or whether it's our vocation to be in some kind of other professional position. We're all called to share the gospel of Christ where we are each and every day.
Hi, my name is Isaac Walker, and I'm 11 years old, and I'm going to be talking about all the fun things that we did on the mission trip. So, on like Tuesday night, Parker and Elijah were still messing around a lot, and ended up they decided to throw 5 pillows at me, and then someone threw a shoe, which was pretty funny, and then we decided to, and then when we woke up, we had breakfast, and then we went to, well, we did a lot of fun stuff, but when we went to the park, it was very fun, and when we went on the tire swing, and we started spinning really fast, almost someone fell off twice. And when we went to the other park and the merry-go-round, many people decided to spin it really fast, and 3 people fell off. All of them were okay. And then we went to the Aquarium Sanctuary Center, and then someone was going down the slide, and then Aubrey and someone else and a few other people were rating how good they went, and someone decided to do a belly flop off the side into the deep end. And then we went to the nursing homes, and it was really fun to play in it with them. And when we were talking to them and making this project with them, it was really fun. It was very fun. So, and when we went to the when the pastors were talking to us, it was very fun to listen to them and help me get closer to God.
My name is Jeremiah Walsh, and I had a good time on the crew trip. We stayed at Heaven Sent Ministries, we had jobs, and I had to clean the bathrooms. We had fun sleeping in the bunk beds. For the last night, Corbin and I switched bunks. In the mornings, we would read our quiet time books. In the evenings, we had devotions together. We would also have free time at night. One night, we played spoons. Miss April made the food for us there, and it was good. Thank you, Miss April. And one day, Mr. Lyle came and spoke to us. He talked about what they do at Heaven Sent Ministries and to be a good disciple. My favorite part of the trip was going swimming together. There was a water slide, and it was a lot of fun. One thing God taught me on this trip was working together. Not only one person can do it. You need other people to help you. I'm glad I got to go on this trip. Thank you for praying for me.
My name is James Fulmer. On Monday evening, Ray and Courtney Griffin came to share their story about their daughter and staying at the Ronald McDonald House. Aria was born premature at only 23 weeks and 6 days old. She weighed just over 1 pound, which is about as much as 1 water bottle. When I was born, I weighed 8 water bottles, so that is a big difference. Ray and Courtney stayed at the Ronald McDonald House for 119 days while Aria was growing and getting stronger, but still in the hospital. On our crew mission trip, we put together 50 snack bags to deliver to families who were staying at the Ronald McDonald House in Roanoke. On Tuesday evening, we did a car wash to raise money for the ABLE Center. Many of the parents and families came to help out. It was fun to have everyone working there. We raised $670 for the ABLE Center. One fun part of the trip was staying together at Heaven Sent Ministries. I enjoyed listening to Parker and Elijah pulling the sheets off Pastor James's bed at night. The pastors wrote a devotional that we read every day. I like Pastor Dan's devotional because he talked about going to Papua New Guinea and all the darkness there. I am thankful that I was able to shine, that I was able to go on the crew mission trip and shine Jesus' light to those around us.
My name is Hadley, and I really enjoyed serving on the crew missions trip this year. I had a lot of fun working at the car wash on Tuesday afternoon. All of our families came out to help us wash cars. My favorite job was holding signs by the road to try and get more customers. I also really enjoyed the pizza party in the parking lot. One scary thing was when the wind blew the tent we were sitting under over. Thankfully, no one was seriously hurt and no pizza was lost. At the car wash, we raised $670 for the ABLE Pregnancy Resource Center. That ministry helps families with unplanned pregnancy and also gives baby supplies to families in need. One afternoon, we went to visit the ABLE Center. They had a 3D diagram of each month before a baby is born. We also got to hear what a baby's heartbeat sounds like in the womb and watch a video of an ultrasound. I had so much fun with my friends and serving God by spreading His gospel.
Thank you for listening to the hearts of these little ones. And at this point, I'll let the kids go on down. They're going to sit with their families. So you guys head on down. And then we're going to transition and let the middle schoolers come and share about their trip. But before they come, there's going to be a short video highlighting that.
So that was a little overview there of what we did on the middle school mission trip. It was in Murfreesboro, North Carolina at Chauhan University. And it was hosted by Student Life Camp. It was half camp and half mission trip. In the mornings, we get up, get ready, eat breakfast, do personal devotions, and head to our morning worship and preaching service. After that, we'd head to our Bible study, which was led by Lindsay, Misty, and Nick, each on a different day. Then we'd eat lunch, get our supplies, and head to the Senior Center. At the Senior Center, part of our group would go and work with Jim Kelly, not the former quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, different Jim Kelly, the maintenance supervisor. We do work around the center that needed to be done, weeding gardens, cleaning sidewalks, moving boxed food, cleaning cobwebs and stairways and windows and a few other odds and ends. Most of our group spent their time there in the gym of the Senior Center, where people from the community would come and they would play games, take part in planned activities and exercise together. Some of those people could outwork our youth. Some of those people were in really good shape. The youth and our leaders did a great job of building relationships with this wonderful group of people. They'll tell you more about it. I was told at the beginning of the week that it would not be appropriate for us to share a Bible study, but by the end of the week, we had earned the trust of Miss Tanya, who we worked with there at the Senior Center. We had brought some Evangel cubes with us, and we did the potted plants and gave those to the people that were there. And we were able to take the Evangel cubes and share the gospel, and it was a great time. And then each evening, before or after dinner, Miss Dee Dee would lead us in the time we were being prepared for the evening service. We would go and hear the preaching and the worship in the evening. And then after that, we'd review the day, have a little downtime, and get ready for the next day. I'm very, very proud of these students, of this team. They did a wonderful job, and they're going to come and share with you. So, Noah, go ahead, buddy.
I'm Noah Walker, and I'm mainly going to talk about what we did at the residence center throughout the whole week, and I'll get started. On the first day, several of the boys were chosen to go outside and, well, help unload the boxes, as you saw. And, well, me, Seth, James, and Jim, we were tasked with removing the weeds and the garden and the dead crops, and then replacing them with new seeds. It took us a little while, but after we finished it, we ended up going inside because it was very hot out. And, well, I believe they were exercising. Were they exercising afterwards? They were exercising, and they were also playing the card game that you saw called Manipulation. I ended up just watching till we eventually had to leave, and, well, that was the first day. On the second day, it was different, vastly, because I wasn't outside, and I enjoyed that vastly. So I ended up just sitting inside watching the card game until Dee Dee eventually invited me to come play it with her, Patricia, Joanne, and another lady who I can't remember, but there was a man named David who just watched. I ended up learning how to play after a little while, and once I did, we ended up playing a few games before we had to leave and go home. And I believe on the final day, on the third day, we got up early to get there because they had offered to make us breakfast and, well, I mean, lunch. And after they made us lunch, we sat around, I think, doing pots and plants and We did pots on the second day, as you saw. And on the third day, there was nothing much to do after that, so James ended up inviting me to do exercises, which I did, and it was difficult. What he didn't mention is that they outpaced him, too. On the final day that we were packing up, we didn't go, but I thought about the week and what we learned in that. Even though they didn't show it a lot, they really did appreciate us being there. Miss B,
her name?
She made us paintings, and they were very, very nice. I don't know where mine is at the moment, but I also thought about the lessons we had learned throughout the week, which was about the Trinity, which is what is on our shirts, the 3-in-1. It talks about the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, and how the Father is always watching you, whether or not you know, how the Son is there to comfort you, even when you don't think He is, and that the Spirit is always there to guide you, even when you don't believe it. But I believe that's all I have, so goodbye.
Hi, my name is Josiah Walsh, and I'm going to share about the middle school missions trip. When we got to camp, I did not know what the plan was. I thought it would be like Alpine, but it was a lot different. Every day we went to the senior center. On the first day, we put boxed foods in a small bus. Then we helped get spider webs out of windows. When we went into our group when we went inside, our group was exercising with the people in the senior center. On the last day, I was able to talk to a lady named Miss Shirley and eat lunch with her, and I talked to her about my testimony, and she thought that was nice. At night, we would have worship service and lessons, and the lessons were really good. Pastor Adam taught us about the Trinity. One night, he illustrated how we are saved. He said it is like we are on a train of death, and Jesus is on the train of life, and we take his hand. But once we are on the train of life, he takes our place on the train of death. This helped me better understand how Jesus saved me from my sins. The time I spent with my youth group was so much fun. We got to play football one of the days and basketball most of the time. My favorite was dodgeball because we got to play it for an hour and it was so much fun. But the main thing we did was Bible study together. I feel like we all learned a lot more about God. I learned a lot and I would like to go there again. Thank you for your support, supporting me in our youth group.
Good morning. My name is Elle Bowden, and I had the opportunity to go on the middle school mission trip to North Carolina. I didn't want to go at first because I thought I was going to be the only girl, which is the story of my life. And I didn't want to miss some of the awesome things going on back here, but I eventually decided to go, and I was really grateful that I did. It was probably like a 6 or 7 hour drive to get there, and as soon as we got there, the first thing I noticed was how hot it was, and it was ridiculously hot all week long. Most of the first day was spent trying to figure out where to go. The campus where the student life camp was held, which was Chowan University, isn't super big, but we still kind of struggled to find our way around. The full days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, were all very packed. We would eat breakfast in the cafeteria with all the other churches at 7 before heading to the worship and teaching session. The worship was very good, and I enjoyed the band a lot. They were really talented. Our preacher, his name was Adam, he was also really good. The theme of the week was the Trinity, and he helped me understand some things that I never really had before. After chapel was a Bible study with just our church, where we played some games and chatted over the lesson, and after that was lunch and heading out to the mission sites. Our first day at the mission site was pretty surprising for all of us, because we expected it to be what we typically think of as a nursing home, but it wasn't really what we thought it was going to be. The residents' minds were all very sharp, and they could move around sometimes better than us kids and leaders. They had an exercise class every Tuesday and Thursday, and they played word games that completely stumped me, and I had to cheat. Not all of the people we spent time with actually lived in the place we worked at. Some of them only came for the activities but had homes of their own. And a lot of them actually had jobs, so we decided to call it a senior center instead of a nursing home. So I feel like when going on a mission trip, I usually picture like witnessing and leading people to God, but that wasn't really the case here. Some of our team did share the gospel, but most of our time was spent just chatting or playing card games or painting and planting flower pots. Some of us also did work around the building or in the gardens and flower beds. Our time was spent being with them and showing them how much we care. They were all very sad to see us go, and one of the ladies commented on how nice it was to have kids running around. I saw God in a lot of ways throughout the week. In one of the evening chapels, the pastor called all those who wanted to accept Jesus as their Savior to come down to the front of the stage and do so while the music played, and a lot of people did, and it was really incredible to see the way God worked on their hearts. One thing I really liked about our preacher was how he didn't only talk to the unsaved people. He applied a lot of the lesson towards people who are already saved as well. He invited people to come down to the front of the stage and rededicate their lives to Christ or to repent of a sin or several sins that have been holding them back from having a relationship with Christ. And going down in front of all those people to repent or rededicate your life was not easy, because it can be really hard to let go of what you think people are going to think of you, but it's all really worth it. It's also hard to tell God what you're doing wrong and to admit that you can't do anything to fix it yourself. So this mission trip did have some serious moments, but it also had some really funny ones, and I made some amazing memories, including going to McDonald's at 11 o'clock at night, screaming Justin Bieber at the top of my lungs in Miss Phoebe's car with Jesse Coley, Miss Missy, gaining a new nickname, Blue Eyes, and being embarrassed in front of the entire camp by Pastor James, who decided to tell everyone it was my birthday, even though my birthday is in October, not July. I got him back for that by telling the entire camp that he got saved at the altar call last night. It's pretty awesome. I did a lot of crying, a lot of laughing, and also a lot of learning on this mission trip, and I can't imagine a better way to spend it than that. God moved in so many ways on this trip, and I'm really grateful I got to go. Thank you.
our next lesson is going to be about lying in church. But at this time, the middle school mission team, you guys can be seated. We're going to have a quick video of our high school trip, and then they're going to... Oh. Sorry, Mister. Do you need this one?
And I thought I was going to get out of this. I think they enjoy me. Yes. Did you all like the picture of me with the really tall man? That was his idea. He asked me to take a picture with him. So most of you probably know me. My name is Misty Belcher, and my family, we've been going to church here for about 17 years, but this church is big. I still don't know all of you, so that's why I wanted to tell you who I am. When Pastor James asked me to speak this morning, he told me that I could talk for about 3 to 4 minutes, and I told him he would be lucky if he gets 1 to 2. This is not my thing, so all these kids, they have been doing a great job by getting up here and sharing, because this is not easy, being out of your comfort zone. So bear with me. Dee Dee was also with us on this trip, but she's on vacation. If she had been here, I would have her standing here, and then you may get 10 or 15 minutes. So, I have been blessed to be able to help in the youth group for about 7 years now, and I've been able to go on several different missions trips. This year, I was able to go with the high schoolers to Bolivia and with the middle schoolers to North Carolina. And to be honest, after going to another country and helping with orphanages, which you all are going to get to hear about in a bit from the high schoolers, I honestly thought that this trip with the middle schoolers to North Carolina did not seem very exciting, or that maybe it wouldn't even be as impactful. But that was wrong of me to think that. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you about our trip. They've covered a lot of the details, but I'm going to repeat some of them. So we went to Murfreesboro, North Carolina, and stayed at Chauwan University with Student Life Camp. Other church groups were there also. I think someone said that we had about 400 people there total. We had a daily schedule that began before 7 and ended every night after 10. We would have worship time and lessons in the morning, travel to our work site during the day, and then return to the campus for evening worship time and lessons. We didn't have much downtime at all, so the days were long and we didn't get much rest. But our kids did a great job with staying energized, and they had great attitudes all week. Pastor James had us to meet every night after everyone was ready for bed. It was after our lessons and worship, and a lot of us were tired, but he still had us all get together, and we kind of debriefed, and we talked about our day. And I think that that was one of my favorite times of the trip, because it was really nice seeing all of the kids share and talk about the highs and lows, or just things that maybe stood out to them throughout that day. So that was, it was a really good time. Even the quiet, shy ones, by the end of the week, they were all sharing things. So that was really nice. As some of them said, we thought we were going to be working at a nursing home, but we ended up being at what we called the community center. The center was a place where seniors can come and participate in daily activities. When we arrived at the facility, our team was divided into the different groups. Some were outside working, some were cleaning, and then others got to spend time just being with the residents there, joining in with their daily activities. Within a few minutes of meeting them, I was one of the ones that got to stay inside with them. Within a few minutes of being in there with them, we were sitting at their tables with them, and they were teaching us how to play their favorite card game called Manipulation. And this is where we all met Mrs. B. She was my favorite, and I think some of theirs also. Manipulation is similar to Rummy, so most of us knew how to play, or we caught on pretty quick, and they were surprised by that. Let me tell you, they take playing cards very serious, and they do not like to lose. And we even think they might make up the rules as they go if someone else is winning. So we sit down, we start playing. Nick wins the first round. He kind of starts getting some eyes, some looks from Miss B. Then he wins the second round. And so I'll kind of quietly say to Nick, I'm like, if we're here and we're witnessing, you might not want to win this next round. Well, something ended up happening. I think it was time for them to leave. Those were the ones that, like, they didn't live there, so they went home every day. I was thankful because I was worried that Miss B was getting ready to let Nick hear it. Because she was pretty vocal. We all just grew to love her and her sass. She was all of our favorites. On the last day, she greeted myself and Dee Dee with some jewelry. Lindsay with a toboggan. I don't know if that picture was up there that she had knitted for him that week. And as the kid said, she had printed out Bible verses and painted and colored them for each of us. So that was really nice. We have something that we can now have that she made for us. As Pastor James said, we weren't allowed to do a Bible lesson with them, so we just had to witness and encourage them by our conversations and by our time that we spent with them. And then we also gave them those Evangel Cubes, and some of them really, really liked them, and we could see them trying to figure it out, and we were trying to teach them how to use those. We loved our time there. Often, when it would be time for us to leave to go back to the campus, we actually preferred to stay there because we just enjoyed our time being there with them, and they really appreciated it. We played dominoes, painted, and planted the flower pots. We even joined them in for their daily exercises. One day, their instructor wasn't there, so we told them that Lindsay was a coach. So they jumped right on that and had Lindsay up there teaching us. So that was fun. Let me tell you, you've heard all of them joke. It really was challenging to keep up with them. On one day when we exercised with them, I had over 20,000 steps. So that's a lot for me. After getting home here like a week or so ago, Miss B actually called me. And she said that we made her happy and that she loved us. Miss B, I don't know if you could tell by the pictures that were up here, but she has a skin disease, and that she was born with that. So when she called me, she said that most people look at her like something's wrong with her, but that we just came and we loved her and we accepted her for the way that she was, and that made her very happy. She wants us to come back. She said, when you all get back down this way, give me a call. I think she just wants us to come back so she can have a rematch with Nick. Because in the message, she left me a message and told me that she had played the game with one of her friends there, and she told me that she had beat him 20 times. And we should have allowed you all to listen to it because she was really sassy. She says, I told him I was the best. She was a lot of fun. If you see, we only have 3 girls on this trip. I actually was like, oh, we need more girls, but it was absolutely perfect, the 3 that we had. They're all kind of quiet, but by the end of the week, they all just kind of opened up, and it was just really nice getting to know more about them. We spent a lot of time in the car with them alone because we had to travel from the campus to the center each day, and so, yes, we had some jam sessions in the car, and I think that was some of their favorite times. But it was just nice getting to see them grow. As I said, some of them are timid and shy, and I was even worried that some were going to back out of going on the trip. And then by the time we came back home, some of them didn't even want to come back. They're like, we just want to stay. So that was really nice to see them grow in that way. I, too, really enjoyed our speaker that we had for the week. We listened to him every morning and every evening, and we also had praise and worship with the band. They did a great job as well. The pastor taught us about the Trinity, and each day we learned about a different part, first the Father, then the Son, then the Holy Spirit. We all know that God is 3 in 1. That's what our shirts all say. But I've never heard someone explain it quite like Pastor Adam did. He kind of gave this illustration. We all use our cell phones, planes, cars. We use all these things every day, but do we really know how they work? I know I don't, most definitely not. But yet we still use these things every day, and we benefit from that. And he explained to us that the same is true about the Trinity. We don't have to quite understand everything that there is to know, how God is one God, but 3 parts, to still use it and benefit and get benefit from that. And we do that every single day. We pray to the Father, through the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. He showed us several verses in the Bible that have all three parts. And he taught us to put a little triangle there to represent the Trinity. And now, like if I'm reading and I see that, it just kind of jumps out at you now because you see all three parts, where I'd never even thought of that before. So that was neat. On the last day, Pastor Adam challenged us. He said, when you watch a movie, depending on what kind of movie it is, you might cry, you might laugh uncontrollably, you might be terrified. But when the movie is over, you just get up and go on about your day because it's just a movie. It's not real. Nothing changes. He told us that if the kids go home after spending a week at camp and act like nothing had happened, that the people that they were closest to, their friends and family, would think that it wasn't real because they wouldn't see a change. And he was making that point to let us know that we should leave after being at a camp like this. You should leave changed. You should want to go back and be allowing your friends and family see how God is working in your life. And so that was really challenging to me, and it spoke to me because I had the thought, like, I just went to Bolivia, you know, that you go to another country, you're forever changed. But we should be changed by any time we go to any of these camps or mission trips, regardless of where it is, if it's in another country, another state, or if it's just here in our area. So that was challenging to me. And so I hope the students really listen to that, and I hope that they are, that the people, their friends and their families are seeing changes in them. I just wanted to thank you all again just for supporting missions, supporting us, for allowing us to be able to have these trips. When we go on these trips, bonds are made that they will have forever. These kids will share things and stories, and they'll have funny moments that they'll remember 10 years from now that has happened. So I really appreciate you all for supporting us and allowing us to go. Thank you.
So the middle school trip, you guys can go ahead and grab a seat. And if the high school trip, you guys want to go ahead and come on up. We'll probably just skip the high school video so we can keep things moving this morning. But our high school trip to Bolivia, we met here at the church at 4 a.m. here on Monday, June 19th, to head to Charlotte. We traveled down from Charlotte to Miami, and then from Miami to Santa Cruz, Bolivia, and finally a smaller town about an hour and a half outside of Santa Cruz. By the time it was all said and done, we had traveled for over 30 hours. When we arrived in Bolivia, we were all tired, and we were really, really smelly. However, when we were welcomed when we arrived at the girls' home with such love and joy, and we hit the ground running. After visiting the girls' home, we made our way out to Camp David, next to the boys' homes, about an hour and a half away. At Camp David, we hosted a camp that you'll hear more about in the testimonies. We stayed at the camp until Sunday, June 25th, when we went back into the city of Santa Cruz. On Monday, June 26th, we spent the day in Santa Cruz as tourists, and at 11 p.m. on Monday, we flew out of Santa Cruz and headed back to the good old United States. We arrived back home here at the church on Tuesday the 27th, around 5 or 6 that evening. I don't want to take too much time, but I want to say I am so very thankful for all that God did leading up to this trip, during this trip, and getting us home safely. He provided for us financially. He provided passports. He provided vaccines, many other things. I'm so thankful for all of our youth leaders that participated on the trip. They're the ones that invest in our young people and make these trips go so well. I'm so thankful for each one of them and the way they love the Lord and the way they love our children. And I'm very, very proud of our youth. I love each and every one of them. I'm thankful for them. They love the Lord. They loved the kids we ministered to. And they had a great attitude all week long. God worked in their hearts and used them in a powerful way in the lives of the kids in the children's homes. And so I know they all learned and grew in their walk with the Lord. I'm excited to see how God continues to use what they learned there in their lives. So I want to say to all the leaders and to all youth, I love you, and I'm proud of you. So Bradley, come and share with us.
don't know why they're laughing for. I think it's because they don't have a poncho from Bolivia. But I don't know. Anyways, I'm Bradley McKenzie. And I just want to start off this by saying thank you so much for your support through prayers and money and any other way of support. Just thank you for that, because without y'all, this wouldn't have been possible. But now on with the trip. Once we got to Bolivia, we were able to meet the girls at the girls' home first. And instantly we were met with so much welcomeness. They had a big sign out in front saying welcome in English. It was awesome. I've joked with Miss Misty Belcher. We'd been there 5 minutes and she was holding a baby and getting her hair braided. So it was awesome. We were just met with so much love from these girls. And it was a huge encouragement starting off the week. And that just continued the rest of the week. Then later that day, we were able to meet the older and younger boys. And that was awesome as well, playing with the younger boys. We weren't with the older boys very long that day. But, playing ball and just meeting these younger kids was awesome. The next day, we had the girls home, the younger boys home, and the older boys home all come together to this camp that was right next to the older boys home. For the camp, we planned to have it like a vacation Bible school type of thing. So in the morning, we would wake up like 7 or 8 o'clock and eat breakfast. And then we would have a lesson, games, and arts and crafts. And then after lunch, we would have a lot of free time for the kids, because in the different homes, there's siblings kind of split up, which is really sad. They're hoping to have a family home. So, like, brothers and sisters maybe haven't seen each other for a long time. So we give them a lot of free time to, get to hang out with their friends and family. For the camp, we had them split up 1 to 7, 8 to 12, and 13 to 18. I was blessed with the 1 to 7-year-olds. So that was definitely a different experience because, one, they're little kids, and two, they speak Spanish. So, I really enjoyed it, though. It was awesome. I don't know if the little kids fully understood that we didn't know what they were saying. So that was fun. Doing the activities with my group was a little messy sometimes, like herding cats. But everything worked out. The organized games, we would just kind of do whatever we wanted to do most of the time. We introduced them to a really intricate game called Duck Duck Goose. They didn't know it. In Spanish, it's Pato Pato Ganso. So anytime we were playing games, they were just like, Pato Pato Ganso. But they loved it. I made a good connection with one kid in particular, Oseas. He's 5, and he was just the happiest kid I've ever seen. He was awesome. He was just smile, and he was like all gums with his smile. But at first, they would just call us Gringo because they didn't know our name. Gringo's American. But eventually, this kid learned my name. But in Bolivia, their B's are like V's, and they roll their R's, so it was more like Bradley. So it was awesome. Anyways, as we continued through the week, I got closer and closer to Oseas, and we were just attached to the hip. He just had the most contagious smile I'd ever seen, and if I could have fit him in my suitcase, I would have. It really impacted me thinking about Oseas' future. It hurt thinking that he may grow up in that home. And never, like, have a family to go live with. But I pray while we were there, we were able to show what it's like to be a part of God's family, to just not just him, but everybody. And I pray that we made an impact on their life, because they certainly made an impact on ours. At night, we would have another lesson, and then people would share our testimonies, like us and the kids even. And those were just really powerful. These kids were so transparent, and even they weren't in the most ideal situation, they give all the glory to God. And seeing that was just a huge encouragement and, like, really made me look back and be thankful for everything that I have and be thankful for having a family. Overall, this trip was an amazing experience. I feel that these kids impacted us more or just the same as us impacting them. I just want to say again, thank you to the church, all y'all, for supporting us, and thank you to our leaders for putting up with us for too long. I couldn't have asked for a better trip, and thank you.
Good morning. My name is Kate, and I'll be sharing a little bit about my personal experience at the camp we did in Bolivia. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, "He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it." Before I talk about the camp, I would like to talk a little bit about getting my passport. God really worked a miracle in that I was even able to go on this trip. I went to the post office to get my passport the same day that my sister did. There was plenty of time for it to come in, so we weren't worried about it coming in at all. About a month after we went to the post office, my sister's passport came in to our house, but it came with a letter saying that we hadn't paid all the way for my passport. We were confused about this because we'd done exactly what the people at the post office had told us to. Later, we found out that the lady at the post office had told us the wrong amount of money for my passport. Mine was more because of my age. Mom sent in the extra money to the passport agency, and we waited for the passport to come in. It wasn't coming in, so she started calling people. About 2 weeks till we had to leave, she started calling people every day because I needed the passport to go. In the end, she actually ended up calling our Senator Joe Manchin and our local Senator Mark Maynard. 2 days before I had to leave for the trip, my passport finally came in. I know that a lot of people were praying for it to come in, and I'm so thankful that God allowed it to. I'm so thankful that God allowed me to go on this trip. Overseas missions has meant a lot to me throughout my life, and I'm glad that our youth group is finally able to go on an overseas trip. We were actually supposed to go on an overseas trip 2 years ago, but COVID stopped us from being able to do that. Last year, we were also supposed to go, but there were still issues with COVID, so we weren't able to go last year either. I'm glad that God let the youth group finally go on the trip. In Bolivia, I had the privilege at the camp of working with the 1 to 7-year-olds. They were so much fun, and they were all so sweet. It made me really sad to think that these kids didn't have parents, and their parents didn't want them. They needed someone to physically, like, love and hold them, and they didn't have moms or dads to do this for them. They all loved to just sit in my lap or just hold my hand or touch you. There were 2 little girls in my group that I got really close to. Their names were Sarita and Maria. One day, it was really windy outside, and my hair was down, and it was blowing around, and Sarita made me sit in the grass, and she pulled it back for me, and then she hugged me and ran off. It was things like this that made me sad that they didn't have parents that didn't want them, because they didn't do anything to deserve to be orphans. The little boys in our group were adorable, too. There was one little boy that Bradley was talking about, Oseas, and he really liked Duck Duck Goose. He would always beg every day in game time to play Pato Pato Gonzo. Each day I had the job of teaching the Bible story from the Lamb book for my little group. I had to teach through a translator, and this was a really new experience, but it went well in the end. All the kids in my group listened super well, even though they were all really little, and I was teaching through a translator. Teaching through a translator was an amazing experience. My translator's name was Mimi, and she was 14 years old. She was very fluent in English, though. There were a few of the other translators that were our age, too, and we were able to get, like, their contact information, and we can still talk to them now. We were able to build some close relationships with them. Every evening at the camp, some of the orphans would share their testimonies, and hearing their testimonies made me really sad for them, but at the same time, it made me realize that without them being at this camp and without them being at the homes, a lot of them wouldn't be saved and they wouldn't be Christians today. So God worked everything out. At the end of the camp, 7 kids were baptized. It was an amazing thing to watch. Seeing God's joy in these orphans' lives meant a lot to my life. Americans have so much, and we really need to be thankful for what we have. This trip opened my eyes to the power of prayer and the joy that Jesus brings. Thank you all for your prayers and support. I hope that one day I can maybe return to Bolivia and see these kids again. Please continue to pray for these homes and the children. Thank you.
It doesn't need to be that low.
Oh, yeah.
Good Good morning. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Liz Belcher, and I had the privilege to go on the Bolivia trip this summer. I want to start off by thanking everybody here that prayed for us or supported us. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have got to go, so that meant a lot. And I also want to thank all of the youth leaders for putting up with us, because we're definitely not easy. And even if we don't show it, we really do love all of you guys, even Lindsay. In Bolivia, I learned a lot of things about myself that I hadn't really thought about before. I learned to be grateful for things that had definitely been taken advantage of. And as soon as I got there, I instantly felt guilty, like looking at their beds, and they had little compartments. And Miss Edley told us, the person in charge of the home, she told us, like, this little box is everything in that is all that they have. And I was like, wow, like this room that 12 kids are sharing is what I sleep in by myself every night with stuff spread everywhere. Like, so I instantly felt guilty for what I was taking advantage of, because I knew that I was not grateful at all. Throughout the week, I gained many bonds and lots of relationships with lots of the kids, but I really gained a relationship with Miss Edley. Lots of times I found myself alone with her, and me and her talked about just random things. And one day she told me that to always remember that no matter where I was, even if I was just here at home, that I was never going to look into the eyes of somebody that Jesus didn't love, so that I should always love them like Jesus loved them. And that really spoke to me. Hearing the kids' testimonies, I think, was my favorite part, because sometimes I'm, like, ungrateful for what I have. Like, I don't have a faith half as big as theirs, and they have been through so much more than I think I'll ever go through. And their faith and how just everything that they had, they gave it all to God. They knew that everything that bad that had happened to them was part of God's plan for them. So they would talk about these things like, yes, my parents gave me up and I'm here, but God has this huge plan for me, and this is the most important part of it. Like, they were just happy that God chose them almost to be there. Like, it was really incredible. And there was one little boy, Herman, and he was about one, and I instantly clicked with him. Carried that kid everywhere. And Miss Edley had told me that he was going to get adopted, but he had a 9 or 10 year old brother, and she told the people that they couldn't take Herman if they wouldn't take Alexander, because she couldn't split the siblings up, so that he wasn't going to get adopted, and that he probably would never get adopted, and that he had been there since he was 4 months old. So I thought about how he had spent majority of his life in the home, and will probably continue to spend the rest of his life in the home. And it made me sad about his future, because I was thinking, like, how his chances for things are now smaller than what they would have been if he would have had a family to be behind him and support him. And that's really sad to think about, because these kids did nothing. They're the sweetest souls. Like, everything, they're so loving. And I think I speak for all of us when I say, when we see them, or your first thought really is, like, how do you give something so cute and nice up? Like, it's just, the whole trip, all in all, is incredible to think about, like, what we all learned. Each kid that we came across taught us something else, whether some of them taught us courage or meekness or boldness. It didn't matter what their age was. They had incredible stories. One girl, Mylene, got up there. She was 6, and she told us everything, like, about her whole life without even stopping, and it was really incredible, and this trip was great. So thank you guys for that.
Didn't plan that well.
No.
There you go. Is that tall enough for you?
Yeah, probably. All right.
Good.
My name is Bear Woodard. I'm really thankful that I got to go to Bolivia summer. Thank you to all of the people who supported me and helped us to be able to take this trip. There are a few things that really stood out to me about this mission trip. The first thing is how joyful the people were in Bolivia, and the kids and the workers who we were with while we were there. They were always happy to see us, always had a smile on their face. This really helped us overcome some challenges we had, like being tired from traveling and being unfamiliar with everything around us. Seeing their joy has helped me be more joyful in my daily life. Secondly, I was able to grow in my ministry. I got to share my testimony with the kids, and I got to do a lesson with the kids. Even though I was super nervous giving my testimony, I was glad I did, and hopefully I made an impact on the kids. The lesson I gave was about on the Lamb book, and it focused on sin, death, but also salvation and redemption. I'm so glad for the group of us who were able to go on this mission trip and the spiritual experiences that I have gained. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Stacy Cunningham. I'm going to start. I accidentally volunteered myself to do this. I did not mean, I was like, oh, well, there might not be that many people, so I guess I can do this. But it was a really great trip. I was really worried and nervous. I tend to overthink things. And I got really nervous about flying and the language barrier, but it was all right and it was amazing. I think personally, when we hear missionaries and people talk about people in other countries, a lot of times here we think about it and it impacts us in the moment. But whenever we're out and you actually get to see it with your own eyes, it changes things a lot. I know for me, I've always sat, and my dad works with Heaven Sent, and I hear these things all the time. And you don't realize how much these people really are hurting until you actually see it with your own eyes. And I got to see that firsthand, and it was really impactful for me. These kids were really, like, they were so sweet and kind and so trusting and loving. And hearing their testimonies and knowing what these kids have been through was really hard because they've been through so much. But they're so adorable and cute and loving. While we were there, I got really close with this one girl. She was 8 or 9. I can't remember exactly. Her name was Guadalupe, or Lupe, because that's easier for me to say. She and her sisters had lived on the streets of Santa Cruz before coming to the girls' home. And because of this, they were a little rougher around the edges than some of the other girls. And some of the, like, I was talking to one of our translators, and they were talking about how, like, Lupe, she's kind of a troublemaker because she was from the streets. And so she got in trouble a lot more than some of the other girls, but she was so sweet. She was a little stubborn. But we got there and I saw her and she kind of just comes over to me and starts talking to me. And I have no clue what she's saying because I don't speak hardly any Spanish at all. And like halfway through the week, I think she realized that I had no clue what she was saying. So she took advantage of that and started teasing me. She made fun of the way I said a lot of different words. She was so sweet, and it was really hard hearing her and her sister's testimony. But she was so sweet, and she would sit there with me, and we wouldn't even have to say anything. It was just comforting sitting there with her. And she would come and sit next to me, and she made me rings, and she would talk to me, and she would try to help me understand what she was saying in her own way. And sometimes I got translators to help, but it's easy to understand what she's trying to say when she's just trying to be friendly. And she was probably the hardest person to say goodbye to when we left. All of them, it was hard to say bye. but she was the hardest for me to say goodbye to because she'd been through so much already, and I felt bad leaving her. And it was difficult to see her. And she was just smiling, and I want to go back. I would go back as soon as I can. Thank you all for your support and allowing us all to go. It was a very good trip for me.
Good morning. My name is Sarah, and I had the opportunity to participate in the mission trip to Bolivia. There are many words I could use to describe the trip. A few of them are exciting, eye-opening, heartbreaking, and challenging. As soon as we landed in Bolivia, no one spoke any English, which was especially hard when we were trying to get to the airport. We got to go to all three homes to meet the kids and see where they lived the day we arrived. When we got to the girls' home, all the girls were waiting outside with a big welcome banner, which was super encouraging after more than 30 hours of traveling. Almost immediately, our team started to bond with them. Thankfully, I knew some Spanish and could communicate a little bit. I was surprised by how much English some of them knew. We rented a camp to stay at so that the kids from all three homes could stay with us for the week that we were there. We did a VBS/camp for them with games, crafts, and lessons. Our group led the crafts and games, and we took turns teaching the lessons. I was able to teach a lesson to the 3 to 6-year-olds about the Samaritan woman at the well. After I finished the lesson, all the kids said, "More, more." This was encouraging to me because they were interested in what I was saying and it wasn't all just going over their heads. At night, after the lessons, some of the kids would share their testimonies. In some way, shape, or form, each one of these kids had been hurt or abandoned by their parents. But as each child or group of siblings finished their testimony, they said something to the effect of, "I still love my parents so much," and expressed their gratefulness for the workers at the homes that took such good care of them and taught them about Jesus. This was eye-opening to me because I realized how much I had and how ungrateful I was for it. While we were there, a girl got saved, and Pastor James and Pastor Maurer baptized 7 kids. The staff figured that about 50% of the kids in all the homes combined were saved. Even though we only know of the one girl who got saved while we were there, I'm sure God is working in the hearts of the other unsaved kids and even in the ones who know Jesus. I think we started to see the fruit of that as some of the kids opened up to everyone while sharing their testimony. There were many ways that I saw God working, but one was in what they prepared us to eat. There was a lot of chicken, bread, and rice. Everything was fairly normal, except for the chicken foot soup, and no one got really sick, which was a huge blessing. We could not drink their water and could not eat any fresh veggies that had been rinsed in their water, but even though we forgot once in a while, everyone was fine. Another blessing was through our translators. I think I expected them to be a couple of adults that showed up to translate our lessons, and we wouldn't see them again until the next lesson, but they ended up being kids our age who stuck with us all day and became very close friends to our whole team. We had quite a bit of free time in the afternoon and evening where we could play with the kids and build relationships with them. I usually played Cinco, which was a volleyball kind of game, and Uno. All the kids cheated in Uno and tried to get away with it, which made playing with them even more fun. Honestly, it was kind of fun to cheat and be sneaky with them, even though it was different than what I was used to. I had been learning Spanish before the trip, but I learned so much more while we were there. I think speaking Spanish was one of my favorite parts, but it was also mentally exhausting trying to come up with the right words and acting out the things I couldn't say. I was definitely stuck in my Spanish manners for a while after we got home. Saying goodbye was one of the hardest parts of the trip, and there was a lot of tears shed that last day. But I hope that I can go back and visit them someday soon. I'm sure the relationships we built there will last for a long time, even if we don't get to see one another very often. So all in all, I had an amazing trip. There were many, many times where we laughed and also a lot of times when we cried together. We saw God working through little things like a 10-hour layover in the airport and random people that we met. He also showed his provision in hard things like the language barrier and not enough sleep. I think God was teaching me to rely on him for all my needs, and I know he also showed me his peace countless times throughout the trip. I'm so grateful God gave me this opportunity, and thank you all for making it possible.
The high school team, you guys can be dismissed to go sit back down. We're just going to wrap up right here, right now, this morning. Apologize for the length of the service, but thank you for everyone for sitting and listening. In our mission strategy, we make it clear that we want to train and equip our kids from the time they're children on up through our youth so that they will be people who have a heart and a passion for the gospel to go forth into the nations. Now, there are 3.2 billion people on earth today that will be born, live their lives, and die, and they may never one time hear the name of Jesus. That's unacceptable. We've been given the task of going and making that known. And so we pray that this plants seeds in the hearts of our children, our youth, to go and to do that, to pray for missions, to give towards missions, and to consider how God might lead them into missions one day. So I encourage you to continue to pray for our missionaries, pray for these kids, for these youth. And this morning, I'd like to close our time by reading the Great Commission from Matthew chapter 28. So if you all would please stand as we read from God's Word. It says, "Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.' You all have a blessed day. Thank you."